My name is Chaz. I'm a stay-at-home truck driver, and my budget is $1.3 million.
Amazing, Chaz. Well, we have some beautiful homes for you. Right here, we have option one, option two, and option three. So tell me, Chaz, what will it be?
You know, I think I'm going to go with option one.
Great choice, Chaz. I love the open concept, but I just got word that option one sold in the last 30 seconds. You know, got to be quick in today's market. So two or three?
Okay. It's a little out of my budget, but I think I'm going to go with option three.
Can't go wrong. But I did just get word someone's offered $150 over all cash. So can you meet that or?
All right then. Cool. Well, might just rent for another year or sleep in my truck and go from there.
House Hunters 2021.
Number one, it's realtor, not realtor.
Okay.
I can't believe how many people saying that. Number two, realtors, we love you. Thank you. But if you're helping someone sell a house right now, you're a realtor because it's not real.
And yeah, I mean, it seems like a license to steal right now. If you have your realtor's license, you're just taking money from people.
Yeah, I mean, I understand having someone buy right now is I get stressful. But like, what's the point of selling right now? You're like, I can just put it on in my Insta. You put on your Insta story and sell your house probably.
Yeah, there's a reason. Yeah, my Facebook feed is just flooded with pictures of their own homes. We're moving.
I had friends who bought a house and they'd never seen it before. That's what's happening. Yeah, it's just the biggest purchase ever. I have to go see, you know. That's actually my style. I don't want to look at anything I'm buying. Amazon. I can Amazon a house. That's the new realtor. Amazon, they'll probably do that. Bezos is on that.
Do you think that this this trend and these purchase habits is how you ended up with that little jumpsuit you're wearing today?
Probably, man.
You buy before you look at it. It said large pizza. How was I supposed to know?
I wanted extra large pizza.
Pepperoni.
And medium pants. I thought it just meant a healthier...
Like, I could fit into medium pants.
Yeah.
We're 200 pepperonis.
Rocking some outfits today. I got the pizza jumpsuit on. You got the little the NASCAR jumpsuit, man.
Yeah. If you only listen to this podcast, I'd say it's worth checking out on YouTube.com.
Mm-hmm. Correct Opinions Podcast YouTube channel. And Correct Opinions is back, episode 95. And it is June 30th. We're almost to July, brother. Ooh. Happy 4th weekend.
Hey, thank you, brother.
You look like you're ready to celebrate.
You know, yeah, I mean, the 4th falls on a Sunday this week, this year, and this week, you know, no, I spoke correctly, and this month, so, yeah, I think it makes sense. I feel like there's a lot of NASCAR fans who also enjoy a good Roman candle.
Ooh, they like to go loud and fast. How was that?
That was good. Can I now hear, NASCAR enthusiast also has a bottle rocket. Dude. That initial bottle rocket sound was so on point.
Thank you. That was the bottle. It zoomed past and they lit another one. It went in the sky. And
then... All right. I'd like one more. Mm-hmm. NASCAR enthusiast at the race with a bottle rocket. Also, his son is acting up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. Get him on the inside. Shut up there, Dalton. I'll see. See ya, Dalton. He blew his son up. Dude, that was so fun.
He blew his son up.
Yeah. He sent him on the bottle rocket.
Oh, I mean, that's what I heard. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I like to paint a picture.
I got it.
Correct Opinions Hot is start. Back. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
All right. How are we? 4th of July, baby. What? Well, I had something I wanted to talk about. I was going to circle back on. What was it? Because people were saying stuff. Oh, I love the recties out there. They love to show us love. Tell me how it is. But I know some people are saying, you know, I think this might be a compliment. I've heard some of the comments say you have Trump hair.
Oh, actually?
Yeah.
I have not seen those comments.
I mean, it's a nice spoof. What do you think?
I
mean, you love Trump, right?
Whoa.
Isn't that right? You're like,
I don't know.
Has there ever been like... just a more impossible thing to ever answer. It's like, you love Trump, right? I mean, you can't, there's no answer. You can't say yes or no. Some, a lot of people will be mad.
I think I'll just plead probably
the fifth.
Say,
plead the fifth, plead the fifth.
I'll plead the fifth. Okay.
See, yeah.
Even then, though, people, everyone is like giving me an answer in their head right now. Like, I mean, bet he does like
him. I mean, you like his hair.
I don't even think I like that. I because it's not real, is it? Right? I don't know. I don't want to talk about Trump. Basically.
Yeah, I bring you. Jake's going to join the podcast. I don't so like, who do you vote for?
Your hair is looking kind of red. I bet you like that, don't you?
Yeah, I bet you like that.
I bet you like it when it's a little more red. Huh? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I definitely like somewhat care about how my hair looks, but I also get it cut. I switch back and forth between great clips and sports clips. So like, ooh. You know, I don't care that much, but, yeah, I'm going through a little bit of a tough time now. I don't know if I told you this, but the new place I live, they have soft water, which is a new thing. I guess you can just change how water feels, but do you know much about soft water? You probably do.
Oh yeah. I don't check into a Airbnb unless it has soft water.
That seems more on brand. So I didn't really know about it. I guess it's better for your pipes. It's better for your skin. It's better to drink. It's better all around. Except for if you're the kind of guy who likes to let the natural oils of his hair do the cleaning and the cleansing. Not a big shampoo guy. Uh-oh. Now I move to a new place. I got soft water. It basically acts as shampoo. Now I'm a flat hair boy. So I have to think about my hair more than I'd like.
Yeah, I hate that you have to
think about it.
Stupid water cleans you.
Yeah.
Have to live outside for a few days. Maybe, I don't know, how to clean dirty your hair up.
I don't know. Peanut butter. I just need to not shower. But even then, it's like, oh, I want to run my hands through the sink and like get that soft water too. You know. So when I travel.
You get like a granny's kind of like hair cap. Or what I used to as a kid when I could get away with it. When I could get away with it because I didn't want to shower, I'd be like, "Could mom and dad, do I qualify today? Because I only got mildly dirty. Can I just do a wet rag shower?
Wet rag?
I found this as a kid. I think, in hindsight, my parents probably just every now and then are like, sure, just because I just shut up and do it. But I'd be like, do I have to shower? No. I didn't even get that sweaty today. I'll just do a wet rag and rag towel down.
They would treat you like a car wash.
Yeah. And they're like, sure. So maybe I could see you doing that. Maybe it's more of a towel down instead of a full shower. And you could kind of stay greasy.
So hold on.
Stay greasy.
Is there any soap NASCAR. Involved in the... Yeah, nice. Any soap involved in the wet rag style? Or just you get a recall. Towel wet?
It was just a little wash rag. And you kind of wipe yourself down at like, you know, like a third world country would do.
I was going to say, I think like Little House on the Prairie
yeah.
vibes.
Right.
Huh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And now... You've changed so much.
I don't do those types of showers anymore. No.
That is a good workaround, though, for my hair
I think it's what you should do.
Issues. But I didn't see the comments to circle back about me having Trump hair. But I don't think
it's
that's
a nice quaff.
Accurate.
It's a nice quaff. It's not looking flat today, baby. That volume.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I put some product in it.
Looks like Pantene or something.
Dude, I don't think I ever told you this story. A couple haircuts ago at Great Clips... no joke, this is a true story. She gets over the haircut, which went crazy fast. It was already like, you spend more time. It was like our food in Spokane. It was like, right. Here's your popcorn chicken 2 minutes after you ordered
That's
it.
That's a great, if some services come too fast, like, I'm like, ooh.
Take your time.
I went to dinner Saturday night at a place that I think is nice, and we ordered a little fried calamari to start.
Okay.
Big fan of that. It's nice. And they brought it out in 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh.
And I was like, I was like, guys, you gotta have the calamari here is to die for. They brought it out a little too quick. It was like,
and you're like trying to like justify like, oh, did you guys like accidentally make this for someone else? You like already kind of had it ready.
Oh, it's because you saw me. You've seen me here before. Order the calamari.
So as soon as I walked in,
that's the calamari guy. So you got to fry in.
And they're like, thank you. We just heated it up. Okay, don't tell me that.
That's true. Man.
Anyway, very quick haircut. Anyway, there I was getting a haircut. It's going super quick, and afterwards she goes, would you like some product on your hair? I'll never say no to some free product. I'm trying to get my coif up.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, okay. She unscrews the cap like this.
Get fully coiffed.
She unscrews it and goes, here you go. And then just offers me like the hair wax gel stuff or whatever. So I'm like,
what?
I've never seen this before.
You would like a haircut? All right. Well, you see the chair, don't you? Scissors, mirror.
We got scissors in the Mountain Dew juice over there. Yeah. Why don't you pull them out of it?
I wouldn't be surprised if sports clips started doing. They open like a sister brand. It's like just do it yourself clips.
DIY sports clips.
You show up here and you pay. It's like a DIY car wash. You put 25 cents in for like a minute.
And you get water.
And you just get access to like, yeah, a mirror and a few utensils.
Yeah.
Like, have at it.
So I was just like, she offers it to me, and I was like, all right. So then I just put my hands in it and I do my hair a little bit. And then now I have goopy hands.
Oh, she didn't let no rinse.
No rinse. I didn't have a wet rag nearby. I would have showered my hands off. So I have, seriously, this is a true story. I just have goopy hands the whole, just like drive home. I'm trying to like wipe them off of my shorts, but then that feels wrong too. Yeah. It was disgusting. Someone teach this woman how the world works.
Well, I mean, someone teach you to stop going to sports clubs.
That was Great Clips, and I've worked my way up to Sports Clips now.
Okay. Oh, is that what's the hierarchy in your mind?
Great Clips is at the bottom. Then Sports Clips is a little higher up.
Okay.
Sports Clips has the MVP. You ever had the MVP, Trey? You don't know about the MVP, huh?
I think I vaguely recall that, but what is
Let me tell you about the MVP. So
I feel like I went to Sports Clips once back in the day when I had a buzz cut, and they somehow messed that up. I was like,
So... If you've never been to Sports Clips, or if you're just not a guy, then let me tell you what Sports Clips is like. You walk in, and there is a computer that has more grime on the keyboard than any high school locker room has inside of it. I mean, it is disgusting.
Sports.
You have to type in your name, your phone number, and they say, do you have a preferred stylist? And you say, there's someone new working here every time. Of course I do not have a preferred stylist.
Yeah, it's like a Jiffy Lube or something. You're like, I don't, dude.
Just the rollover here. I don't think any of you work here longer than a month. Yeah. No, I don't have a preferred stylist. Yeah, no, also, stylist just... is a little much for what we're doing today.
Sports.
Yeah, so that's first base, I guess, of the MVP. I don't know. They've asked me to stop calling it bases.
Yeah. I'd like to get to third base today.
Sir, please.
You're the reason these ladies keep quitting. All right.
Okay, second base then.
Second base. Settle for a double.
We don't have to put the...
little ground rule double.
Yeah.
Sir.
If things go well, we take off the cloth. I don't know.
Like, sir, you looking for the home run today? You just start taking your shirt off.
We can get right to it if you want. I don't have any product in.
Like, but... what? I just wouldn't want... shirt clippies to get on my shirt.
Yeah, no, it's annoying. It's itchy.
What do you think I was doing?
I have a meeting after this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've asked me to stop referring it to specific bases.
Okay.
But in my mind, the check-in is first base.
Yeah.
The haircut is second base. Second base. You know, it's very nice. Mm-hmm. And
the neck shave's got to be third.
The neck shave, they're very big on the neck shave. That was new last time I went. On the chalkboard, they say, come back April 26th. You come back then and get a free neck shave because that's exactly 3 weeks from your haircut. I was like, all right, not going to remember that. So meanwhile, while you're at second...
Hold on. Like, you would go in there only for a neck shave?
That is exactly it. Yeah. I'm like, who's doing this? Like, why would I not just wait another, like, few weeks and then just do it all? Like,
while you're here, do you want a haircut? Like, yeah, I guess so. Like,
I'm going to drive all the way to Sports Clips for something that takes 30 seconds that I could do in my own home. Yeah. No, thanks.
Hey, 6 weeks from now, we'll trim your fingernails for free.
Hey.
Am I at the vet? What is going on?
You probably spill something on your shirt every now and then, right? Come in. We'll wipe it up off your shirt for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Free.
Yeah. And if you want a haircut, you can pay full price for that while you're here. Mm-hmm. While you're at second base, there is going to be either some sport that you could not care less about, never the hits, never baseball highlights, never football analysis. It is minor league hockey, baby.
College spike ball.
What channel are you finding this on? Like, you have to be paying some sort of premium subscription to get, like, female amateur tennis.
Yeah.
I don't know how you found this. So that's a bummer. Then you get on to third base. This is where they take you into the back room. Okay. Have you seriously never had this? You never been to third base?
I went to prom once.
But not with someone named Delilah?
No.
Nothing like that? Okay.
No one with scissors.
Although never mind. So you go back into the dark room, and this is the spot where they put a towel on your face that's about 240 degrees.
Oh, dude. That's why I've been to so many haircuts. Where, like, let me know if this is too hot for you. And what I...
Nope, we're good.
I play it so cool. If I wasn't in public around strangers,
oh my god,
this is what I do. They put it on my head, like, let me know if it's just too hot. And I just go, yeah, that's a little hot. That's a little hot. What I want to do is be like, holy crap, what are you doing to me?
I'm on fire.
You're melting my face off. oh, it's brutal. And they'll like, they, some of these places they'll drive around where like only your nose holes only are the out. Nose.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like,
and my face is melting. I can feel, I can hear it sizzle.
Yeah.
It sounds like a, some like skillet queso is coming out from Applebee's right now. Dude. As it's sitting on my face.
Okay, so that's third base.
So third base is, yeah, you're just having it like, tears are like coming down your face, but you don't notice it because they're just being seared off. And yeah. They're just evaporating instantly. And so that is where they shampoo your hair. And sometimes that can actually be real nice. That is worth the upcharge because she'll get in there with the fingernails and that feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back home, you're back in the...
But
in
you're
the,
pissed because you don't want to wash your hair.
Yeah, but I'm also like, well, now I'm going to have to... Now I'm extra flat here. But whatever. I enjoyed the fingernails for 5 minutes. You come back out into the light again. Home base is they put a little... little towel over your shoulders, and then they have like a massage gun that they put
nice.
Over your shoulders. And that is like most artificial massages where you're like, this is okay. Yeah. I wish it felt better.
It feels like a big iPhone vibration on my body. For
it feels like a 4-year-old in the airplane seat behind me kicking me. Yeah. I'm like, this is a little like off. Like it's not like a regular pattern.
It's okay.
So didn't think I'd talk about sports clips so much, but that is how you get a home run with someone named Sheila.
Sports.
Yeah.
Nice.
So anyway, thanks for the hair comments. That led to that. Appreciate it.
Good.
Let us know more things you want us to, you know, more processes of life you'd like us to run you through. But man, that towel is hot.
It is.
Shoot.
Okay. I want to dive into something real special. We're gonna do some crazy white baby names.
Crazy white baby names.
Now this, what did I say the website was again? What's okay? I remembered. Someone hit me up on the Correct Opinions Instagram page. Please DM me there because we get a lot of fun ideas from our recties out there. They're so cool. They're the tightest. wait. okay. Sorry. Someone said to me, this is a woman. She is a professional baby namer. I think she's currently leading her industry, one of one. Well, there's a whole website devoted to this. So we're just gonna read through this.
I already found a typo on the website. This is already annoying. Fullness with one L. Get out of town.
As a name?
No, sorry, just as
a word in a sentence. So this website, they offer the founder here says, you know, this is a holistic and intuitive baby name consultant, offering bespoke is,
it's an annoying word.
It is bespoke naming services globally.
It says the process of choosing a baby name is about coming into alignment with your child. The Jiffy Lube. And we got to align them proper there.
Line
right?
them
I don't
up.
Want the alignment
hey,
off.
Hey, if you want to get through home, you want to get home base, get lined up.
Get lined up. Get the chakras and the tire pressure all lined
that
up.
That is true. Like, I was thinking, which mechanic would you like to do your oil change today? Ray? I don't care.
I don't know. Is someone with whose middle name is Lee, preferably. Yeah. That sounds right.
Each parent comes with a unique and specific set of criteria with so many factors to consider. What's in a baby name follows a precise approach that will help you discover the perfect name for your newborn. With a little bit of science and a lot of intuition.
I bet science is... Oh, I bet there's so much science.
And I love it. A lot of intuition. Imagine going
it's
to...
mainly get, that.
Imagine any product ever you're paying for being described as like, okay, yeah, I'd like an oil change. Like, why should I choose your service? It's like, we just trust our gut.
When it comes down to it, I think if you look at the inside, what my heart knows... Not so much what my brain thinks, but what my heart knows is true. Mm. I'm going to follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Intuition. They also say, this is annoying. You'll fill out an online questionnaire and you'll receive your fully tailored Instagram-ready baby name. Oh. This is so easy.
Oh. And she's just like, it's a great way for me to assess you and your family so I can suggest names. So I will speak to the essence of who this child will be.
I'm still laughing like, with a little bit of science and a lot of intuition.
Yeah, with a little bit of science and a whole lot of bull. It's like, yeah, what the essence of this child is like, here's the ultrasound. It's it's another grand black blob. So what are you thinking?
Here's my name. Here's my dad's name.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's science or if that's just.
I'm Madison. This is Tommy. Here's the ultrasound. What do you think? She's like.
Science is rendering.
Fullness with one L.
Wait for the science. Gosh.
full service baby naming concierge. Perhaps you'd like to meet face to face or throw a special baby naming unveiling party. Maybe you're a blogger or an influencer who needs help with baby name branding. Baby name brand,
dude,
branding your babies.
We should do this. How much could this possibly cost?
People are paying her to brand their babies. Is that legal?
It sounds like what Sports Clips is doing to my face. I mean, yeah. Get something about that hot, and then she will choose like a brand that will be just applied to your baby. Yeah. Where out on the baby sounds do they get branded?
4th of July. probably right on the little baby's bottom. That's what they do, right? They make sure they kind of hit it, brand it.
And make sure they're crying. Yeah, they say soft as a baby's bottom because it's so easy to brand.
That's why they call them birthmarks.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Where's your brand?
I actually don't have a birthmark, as far as I know.
I don't have a brand either. Good for us.
Yeah.
Huh. Derek, do you have a brand?
Non-branded boys.
No birthmarks? Zero. Well, if you have a birthmark...
You got branded.
This lady got hired. Yeah. This is a luxury all-inclusive package. So.
But it is limited. It says it's a luxury all-inclusive package that is limited. Only by your imagination.
Oh!
This girl's got a personality.
All right, so they have a whole Instagram. Here's a fun one. They just make stuff up like this. I guess this is a lot of intuition. What's your fairy tale name? What's the first two letters of your dad's name? Put us in your head, Jake. Let's hear it. What are the first two letters of your dad's name?
Stop.
Last two letters of your name. Last two letters of your mom's name.
S-T-K-E-I-A.
Stikia. You're like from Scandinavia or something.
Stikia.
Mine would be first two letters. Oh, it's gonna be Tayan. There's like six vowels in this. This is a horrible formula.
When does this ever work for people?
So she posted examples all the time. So here, this Instagram post says the caption is "more enchantingly modern twin girls sibling sets." Honestly, I'd say this list is better used as a mix and match. So like many of these names complement each other. What are your favorites? So if you have twins, if you're expecting twins, like maybe this is free from us.
I'm expecting triplets. Ba-da-ching! Comedian. Sorry.
Sarai Simone and Armani Colette.
Oh, that sounds like a really good sauce I'd like to have with my pasta.
Azalea Brielle and Nayeli Nevea.
Too many vowels.
They sound great.
You get some consonants.
Inaya Quinn and Aaliyah Jade.
I like Jade. I recognize that.
India Seraphine and Leilani Josette.
Where are you finding these? This is on our Instagram?
It sounds like a East African tribe or something.
It sounds like if you were to say it around a certain campfire, a spell could be cast.
Yeah. Melody Celine Felicity Alossi. Dalia Simone Florence Juliana.
Like, be careful saying these. I don't know. I wouldn't say
Oh, my God. Derek's a frog, dude. Derek just turned into a frog.
Oh, my gosh. He's just bouncing around on the ground.
What else? I mean, these are crazy.
I found a quiz on our website. I'm taking that.
Oh, there's right a quiz. Now. Take the quiz really quick.
Yeah, I'm doing that. There's only 8 questions, but
that's good.
It's just a really slow. It looks like some like beginner's WordPress site, so that each page takes a while to load.
Yeah.
Oh my! What? The second question is, what's my favorite musical? And I only have 4 options.
Just Phantom of the Opera better be on there.
What'd you say?
Phantom of the Opera.
It is. It is on there. Is that yours? Okay.
I don't know. No, I don't really have one. Dude, if The Greatest Showman's not on there.
I just don't see how this is going to help me name my baby.
Oh, it will.
And also, I feel like she just knows. She's like, oh, the type of people who are going to want this are big musical theater people. I guess I'll go Phantom of the Opera. I haven't seen any of them. Les Miserables, what's that? Just kidding, guys, I know.
Les Miserables, I'm trying to find the best, absolute best post to go over. So are you going through that quiz?
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what it gives you. Short and sweet 3-letter names for boys.
Jim, Tom, Bob. Are any of those on there?
Believe it or not, no.
Oh.
But I agree. Pat.
Okay.
Tad. Ted.
Okay.
These aren't on here. These are
Oh, this is pretty good.
No, no.
Ned.
Ned.
Dan.
Dan.
Jim.
Ben.
These are phenomenal
Dan.
Names. Bing.
Lee.
Lee's good.
Wink. Yoink.
Yin. Zen. Yeah, we came up with a lot.
Ollie.
Ali.
Prince Ali. Ali. But hers are Dex, Finn, Fox, Gad.
Gad? Ew.
I'm Gad.
People are like,
"You're, oh, we're, I'm so you glad saying, you're finally embracing and you're..." No, I'm not. I'm Gad.
No, I'm Gad.
I'm Gad. I'm so Gad.
Oh my God. Okay, sorry. I thought I heard Gad.
Who, oh, you think you... No. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Lux. Nyx. Pax.
All with X's, I assume.
Yep. Saul. Tag. Tor. Yuri.
You could tell she's an expert.
I mean, that's tough. It's like she just played that like Words with Friends a few times and
like, all right,
if I have one vowel, I didn't even know these were words and I scored high. I'll write these down.
You play those games enough and you know. Yeah. Like NITE, that's actually, you can spell night that way. Who knew? I still remember that one from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go through this quiz as fast as I can.
How many questions are there?
There's only eight, but I can't emphasize enough how slow the website is. Like it's like some like AOL dial up from back in the day. You gotta really want this baby name because I
like it. I mean, it's going to give you one name at the end of this?
Surely not.
Oh, dude, I'm excited for that. I'm so excited. Celeb baby alert.
Nope. Oh.
Gigi Hadid is... This is a while ago. Gigi's pregnant with Zayn. And the baby is going to be named Hugo. I don't know. Oh, she's saying she would like for them to name their baby Hugo. I wonder if she got hired by Gigi.
Wait, so her Instagram post is like, "These are people I've never met who are having a kid. Here's what I would name their baby."
Yeah.
That is an interesting
shtick.
Instagram
yeah.
post.
Here's this post. I mean, real short, sweet, and steamy names for boys.
You know, when I think about the innocence of a child, I also think about what's something kind of steamy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, some of my best friends had a young boy and they shared what they're going to name him. And I just went, "Oh, that turns me on."
And other times, someone will tell me their baby name. I'm like, it's just not that steamy.
But, yeah. I mean, where's the sex appeal? Right? Like,
when I rev my engine a bit. Come on, look at me. I'm in a NASCAR suit. Right.
Like, my pizza hot. Where is it? Come on. This little boy.
I can't get Louise, maybe Volcan, something steamy.
Yeah, I mean, you're telling me I can't get a little bit of a... You can't name your son Zeus? That's hot.
Oh man.
Hyro?
Oh.
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 You're high road. I'll take the high road and not approach your sexy baby.
Okay. Hyro.
Short, sweet, and steamy names. Bird.
This is part of the list. That's a steamy one. Bird.
Think about it.
Okay. Hard beak.
Yeah.
I get it.
what else is on here? Sven.
Sven. That's kind of I could see that being a sexy name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not Gad, but I could see that being a sexy name. Pride Month's almost over.
Reese. Roar.
Reese's. Reese's. That Reese's. Gets me going a little bit.
Roar.
I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's how you say his name.
You're still trying to take the
I'm
quiz.
Finally done. I'm ready to like share.
All right, here we go. We're going to do this. What do you got?
So we were going to do this later, but this might be time to just... This will be my dramatic reading, and then you can have a dramatic reading later.
Okay, let's do the dramatic reading.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we'll save that for the end of the episode. Where are we at? We got plenty of time. We can talk about anything else.
Okay, we'll come back.
That's my baby names. We'll come back.
We will come back at the end for me to read. I didn't just get names. I got like a paragraph. It's a lot. So we'll read it later.
The gift that keeps giving.
In the meantime, Trey, you'll be excited to know. I'm glad I thought of this, actually. I think it was when we were still doing our Do Less Guest podcast together. But you found out that I did not have an Amazon Prime membership, and you freaked out.
Oh, freaked.
Like, that, you were legitimately upset at me.
What I've learned about Jake... So, Jake and I are opposites in that, like, I should probably slow down, and he needs to hurry up. We travel places, and I'm borderline running, walking.
Dude, one time... Like,
let's go. And so, and we do, oh. And I pre-check and Jake doesn't. So I'm just, I'd leave him all the time. Like, I'll see you in Connecticut.
Oh, that's great.
And
I just
go through and Jake's like, yeah, that's like, you've gone through several airport lines because TSA I'm through. You've spent 30 minutes in several airport lines. Yeah. Doesn't bother you.
Nah.
I would literally be like, what's going on? What is going on? And Amazon Prime, you're like, I'll just get it in 5 to 8 days. I'll be like, what? Amazon 2 day came in 49 hours.
Dude, there was one part. I forgot to ever bring this up because, like, okay, are they messing with me? Like, is this, are they laughing right now going down the street? Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you guys do that first?
Me, okay, it's me and Jake and Alan. Alan plays piano. He's on tour with us. He's the best. And me and Alan jog walk.
Okay.
We're not kidding.
Hold on. There was a time. This was not my fault. Oftentimes, I am like a little slower to just like get out the door or whatever sometimes. Mainly because I feel like you and Alan go on like a silent count. It's like I was expecting like a downset hut. We're about to leave the apartment. And all of a sudden, it's just like, did they even say a word? Are they just gone? Like, they're just left. I didn't even hear like, hey, we're about to head out, guys.
When we say like, yep, time to go. It's not. Boom! Most people are kind of like, okay, we'll gather. Time to go. We walk.
Yeah.
And we turn back like, where's Jake? I don't know.
So a couple times that happened, which that truly doesn't bother me. But after, there was one time where I was like, okay, now I think you're messing with me. The second time we went to the taco place. Or no. It was the sports bar, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I still had a bite in my mouth. I was still chewing and you guys were outdoors. I still have food in my mouth and you're gone. I'm like, I think they're laughing right now. They're like, how quickly can we leave? Like, I swear, I had just taken a bite. You guys, you ready? All right, let's head out. You guys are out the door. I'm still chewing. I'm like, I guess so.
Well, another problem is we finish eating and you've got another 20 minutes.
That time, Yeah. So it all.
And you do a thing where you'll eat a few bites and then you'll sit there and you only have a bite for 10 minutes. And I'll be like, okay, it's Jake's done. You're like, that's no, extreme. I'm still working.
Just kind of observing the people. Right. Hey,
I mean, I
was writing Amber Alert jokes.
I have an issue. I get a food in front of me, and thank God I have a woman in my life to be like, dude, slow down. Dude, stop.
You're like a puppy where it's like, don't put too much food in his bowl. Yeah, he'll eat all of it.
That's the problem. Our age, you guys were raised like this. I was raised with an obsession from my parents of eat every bite we ever serve you, no matter what. It was an obsession. So
really,
you guys didn't have this. It was like this thing, like don't waste food. Like you, I don't care what's on your plate. You finish. If you signed up for this helping, you better eat it all.
Really.
And now I have a problem. If I am a puppy. You could give me anything, and I'll just eat it.
Don't put it in front of him. He'll go crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I...
like Joey Chestnut or something.
I was that way, I think, with like vegetables. Like, Jake, you need to eat more vegetables. But that's just more classic. I don't think I was preached at. Oh, anyway, Amazon. I'm currently in the midst of a 30-day free trial with Amazon Prime.
A lot of benefits. What do we think so far?
It's fun. I've ordered one thing, and boy, was it fun. It came in the mail 2 days after I bought it.
It's amazing.
Which I think is pretty standard.
But you need to... I mean, aren't you buying stuff? Like, if I need like a toothbrush, Amazon. If I need a
mattress, that's what I need to get.
Amazon. Basically, everything I've ever bought in my life besides a car and a house.
Amazon, which you will get to.
Which
someday.
I'm sure Amazon's working on that.
I think I'm going to start scrolling Amazon like it's Instagram. Like now that I have access to all these things, like, let's just see what we got going on today.
It's kind of amazing. I've found that, I found some facts, I don't know what I'm looking for. But somewhere I saw online where Amazon search is like starting to rival Google search for products.
Oh,
like if you like want a product, you don't do Google anymore. If I want any kind of product, I'm in terms of products, like obviously Google's getting all the searches, but in terms of products, like Amazon's starting to pass Google because if I want a product, I just go to Amazon, not Google.
That makes sense. It's like Amazon's like this probably the third biggest search engine in the world. Probably Google, YouTube, and Amazon.
Yeah, probably.
Bing. And then of course like you've got Bing, you've got GoDuckGo.
Also a sexy 4-letter name.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby.
Oh, he can bring it.
And last year in Christmas, quarantine,
White Christmas.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, 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 bing. Engine revved. Yeah, he had a nice voice.
And then it comes with Amazon. You can watch all sorts of videos now.
Oh.
There's a lot of good shows. A lot of good shows. 000 on Amazon Prime. Highly recommend.
Okay.
And we're now watching Sneaky Pete, which has been good so far.
Sneaky Pete.
Good shows on Amazon Prime. They have music too, if you like music. But
I do. I listen to music.
It's kind of silly now to think about it that I pay for Spotify when Amazon Music probably has all the same music, but I like Spotify. But I don't know.
Yeah, it feels wrong to, like, in my brain they're compartmentalized. Amazon's where I get things, Amazon, not where I listen to music.
Only place you can listen to Garth Brooks.
Is that so? He signed an exclusive deal with Amazon Music?
That had to be worth $6 billion or something. What do you think that was? To get the exclusive rights to Garth Brooks music? What $500 million? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. It doesn't seem like a Garth Brooks crowd is also going to be, like, super into, like, having to download Amazon Music and use their interface.
But the rights to, like, the most successful music catalog ever has to be insane.
It's interesting that instead of spreading out their, like, people, they're just like, we just want one. We want the big fish.
Yeah.
The rest will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Amazon, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, so I have it. I'm in the midst of a 30-day trial.
What do you think about this? Kombucha.
Healthy kombucha.
Healthy, very delicious. My new favorite flavor.
I bet you bought
mint limeade.
That downtown at a cute little mom and pop shop.
Amazon.
Support local. Oh. But it was a local Amazon supplier, so still support local.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I don't care, dude. All Amazon kombucha. I don't give a crap.
What's the tiniest thing you've Amazoned? Both in size and of price.
Tiniest thing? A golf tee.
Really?
I've Amazoned. There's actually a minimum, which is a bummer. Because one time I was like, oh, I ran out of a travel-sized shaving cream. I was like, can I Amazon this $1.99 thing? But they're like, you've got at least, come on, man. At least they're I got a message that popped up. I was like, seriously, dude? I was like, dude, at least $10.
Come on, dude. Was it because of weight or just like, just
Who knows? Yeah, probably. I don't know. But I threw in something else I needed.
That's good. So travel sized sour cream.
Yes.
Is your smallest thing.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have it.
Gotta have that when you get the third base.
Don't want to be like me.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, I saw a thing online this week where it says, like, Americans, you know, entering this next kind of phase of life coming out of COVID. A new study shows that up to 40% of Americans are thinking about potentially leaving their job. They want to work from home. They want the freedom, the independence to work from home.
Makes sense. A lot has changed, and a lot of people are like, hey, I liked last year, and companies are like, too bad.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah. Why do you say that?
This is me letting you know that I took the quiz. I was one of the people in the study, and I am one of the 40%. I need, you know, I'm just tired of working for the man, you know, and just, you know, this boss, and then this boss, and then this boss, and then TPS reports, and just the PTO is tough, you know, the spreadsheets, and the spreadsheets. So we can start the spreadsheets. And just so much that I would just love a flexible schedule. And I'd love to travel. You know, I think that's what it comes down to.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm glad to read this. I mean, Rectis, is the first time I'm hearing this as well. I understand. I mean, you have a lot to report to. I mean, you report to Derek. He's the podcast. You report to me. And, of course, I report to Gad. And
Derek is a frog now, which is going to be a little tougher for me to talk to.
But, yeah, people don't see it. You know, it's pretty grueling behind the scenes. We used to work remote. People don't, you know, used to just drone shoot me from your house. People don't realize that, but required you to start coming in the office, and
now I have to be here. Yeah.
And so what are you looking for? Maybe just remote or?
Yeah, I'd like to work from home, and I'd like some things from my childhood integrated into just work life. Dippin' Dots would be nice. I haven't had Dippin' Dots in 15 years.
Yeah.
They used to say ice cream of the future. Where are they, Trey?
I don't know.
Where are we in the future?
I've tried Amazon those. They don't have them.
Maybe try travel size.
Yeah.
I would like Dippin' Dots.
Well,
I would like a golden retriever.
Okay.
That was also part of my childhood.
Does the name matter?
Just three letters and sultry. What was the name earlier? Steamy. Dang it.
Sultry. Savory.
Something salty.
Well, yeah. I'm willing to meet these requests, but Jake's just not a steamy name. She said it.
If anything, it is not a dog's name. It is a golden retriever's name.
It is. It is a dog's name, or it is a golden retriever
named Jake.
Or it's like a charming protagonist's name in like a Disney movie.
Thank you.
That was not
I'll take that's awesome.
So if you're willing to change your name to Hyros Finn.
Okay.
I could talk to Katie, and I think we could swing having her like Dippin' Dots. I don't know if they're still in business, but I could get Katie on basically freezing the ice cream into tiny, tiny balls.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because it really is just ice cream, but those tiny, tiny balls. Mm. Yeah, something about them. And when you're at a theme park.
It'll deliver them to you since you're remote now.
Yeah, I would like those things in my home. But I don't want to take care of the golden retriever necessarily. Mm.
And the podcast episodes will just—it'll just be a one-camera shot, and I'll just be on the phone with you. Here's it. Dippin' Dots. I was the kid who loved Dippin' Dots. I'd always get fired up, and they
were such like a luxury.
$9 a cup. Yeah.
My mom wouldn't let me have them at Whitewater.
The fanciest.
Yeah.
Of ice creams.
They always said ice cream of the future.
What other food could be elevated if it was just in a different shape?
Cotton candy. If it wasn't just on a humongous stick.
Right.
If you had bite-sized cotton candy, you'd be like, oh, this is nice.
That could be good. Cotton candy in the shape of different, like, sports balls.
Yeah.
I think it's good. Fun. Yeah, like, imagine putting a whole cotton candy football in your mouth and it just disintegrates.
I'm imagining it.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Where would you eat this? At the football game?
Sports clips.
Sports clips. It's sporty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. I want to go to a steakhouse should open up where all the steaks are in shapes of
houses. It's steakhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that
like,
makes sense.
Would you like Mediterranean today or modern?
Yeah. Do you want an open concept?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or homeless.
Do you want this in a tent? Medium well? Perfect.
Do you want this on a tent? We'll just pour rainwater on it and
and throw a couple of, like, I don't know, candy bars at it.
I mean, I discovered around the corner, there's like this empty plot of land, which seems like prime real estate. And it's just a homeless camp that child me would just envy. I would love to just have a setup like that.
It's outside. Awesome.
I mean, homeless people, they've kind of got it made in a lot of places these days.
That's what people are saying. Yep, I mean, a lot of people are envious.
A lot of them are there for probably horrible reasons. But I mean, so they got a whole plot of land, tents. They probably get enough to put food on the table, and they're stress free, man. They're kind of, most homeless people are probably A+ students in like the Dave Ramsey program.
Like cash only, keep it in an envelope.
Keep it in an envelope. You know, no debt. Only spend what's absolutely necessary.
I've never taken Dave Ramsey's courses, but I know that he's big on snowball, which I don't totally understand, but I've seen plenty of homeless people like throwing snowballs at other people. So I think that's what he encourages.
Yeah.
Snowball effect.
Snowball's one of his. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, they're truly killing it.
They get it. They should do an e-course. Yeah. I did notice just today, you know, under an overpass, I guess the underpass, let's call it what it is. I was looking at the underpass, which at Sports Clips, they call it fifth base. I haven't gotten there, but the underpass, there was like this really nice, like, humongous tent. And I was like, oh, that's new. I pass by this every day. This is new. We spent all of our money, I think.
In LA, I swear I saw a guy on the sidewalk with like a Keurig. They had like cable in there. They're doing it. Fifth base. Did you ever have a thing in high school? It was like the Christian FCA gathering after like the high school football game called the fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter. Yeah, yeah.
I see why they didn't do fifth base. Who wants to go to fifth base tonight? Come on down. After hours, after dark.
Teachers are
going to be there.
Oh.
Led by Pastor Benny, we're going to fifth base.
Huh.
I'm not sure if...
Yep, come into the gym. Most of the lights will be off. Don't worry about it. Come on in.
Come on in.
It'll be a guitar playing. Yeah, fifth quarter. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Just more baseball puns that they shouldn't say. We're bringing in a heck of a speaker tonight. He can close.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. He's got a... Hold on. I can't. I don't know. I can't. Okay. Oh, man. Anyway, I'll go back to something we were talking about earlier. Jake is a golden retriever name. When I first started working at the summer camp back in the day, there was a golden retriever there. It was like the director's dog named Jake.
Yeah.
And it was very confusing, like legitimately confusing. He would keep yelling at him and I would keep sitting down. I would keep like walking at his heel. And he'd be like, no, I'm talking about the dog.
Right. Like, let me scratch your belly, Jake. You take your shirt off again.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. What quarter is this? But it was tough.
You know, you're over there. He's like, you think you're in trouble. You're sniffing your own turds. Like,
hey, get out of that, Jake.
Jake. Hey.
All right. Sorry.
Sorry.
That dog passed on. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
It wasn't confusing anymore. Yeah,
no more confusion.
Yeah.
Gosh,
I wasn't clear. I almost changed my name to.
I would start posting on your Facebook, like, we miss you, Jake. It was the dog.
It's the dog. I don't have heartworms.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I got my shots.
Goodness. Did you ever thought of rebranding to Jacob, your full name?
Rebranding. If I was going to rebrand, I would definitely have whatsinababyname.com do it. So I would lean to her to tell me what to do, but no.
Do you guys know anyone in your adult life that have done that, where they're like, their whole life they were Tommy, and they're like, you know what, I'm Thomas now, so call me that. And you're like, no.
I don't think I've seen that yet. I've seen people
a couple people do that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? You can just change your name. You can change your name all the time. There's rules around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I'm like, is Jake too kiddy of a name? Like, at some point I'm going to need to go to Jacob, but I'm like, as long as I still have a friend named Gunner and he's still going by Gunner.
Right.
I'll be good with Jake.
Yeah.
I'll hang around with
him. There's worse. Yeah. I don't get that. The only time dudes can get new names all the time, but they can't do it. Other guys can do it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I got a buddy we all call like Pookie, you know?
Sure.
It's great.
Yeah. Oh, Slapstick.
Exactly.
That's him.
That's Big Sticks.
But yeah, it's tough. There's like that Seinfeld episode. George wants the nickname T-Bone so bad, so he brings like a T-Bone steak into work every day. Just like, because he knows you can't give yourself a nickname. He's just like, he wants so bad to be called T-Bone.
I was proudly the guy who gave out most nicknames. It was like I'd love to try to find one of those. And I think, you know, I had a buddy whose last name was Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave him a nickname that stuck for many years, where everyone called him Lamb Piece. You know?
Nice. Lamb Piece.
Instead of Slam Piece.
Yeah.
Lamb Piece. And after years, he finally spoke up. He's like, can you guys please stop
calling? I think we're good. Yeah. Like, about to graduate.
I have a wife now. Hey, good to see you. It's nice to see you. Lamb Piece. we were talking about that today, where we had a girl in college. Everyone nicknamed her, what was it? It was like Smash Burn or something. She loved to drink. And it was like, I just dream of these days where you run into someone you knew from 20 years ago. They're like a lawyer with a husband and four kids. You're like, that's Smash Burn! Yeah! Like,
that's all you remember about him? Yeah,
and his doctor. Have some respect. That's the dream, man. You got to have those nicknames so people know. So what's your nickname?
In high school, it was DJ Jake. That's what people would call
DJ
me.
DJ Jake, because you were just on the ones and twos, man. Couldn't
I would
stop.
DJ a lot of stuff. That was really the only nickname I had. Yeah,
that's cool.
You should talk about, I don't think
all
it was
the
a
girls call me Sweet Tea.
Oh.
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know, one day I just came to school and all the girls were going, Sweet Tea, Sweet Tea.
It was, do you think, crazy. It was because you were hypoglycemic? And you had that, like, you were, you know, your Maybe. Blood sugar was kind of high.
Now. Yeah. No, I just assumed it was like, oh, here they go again. You
yeah,
know,
it could be.
They're just trying to get my attention. Like, no.
Here they go again reminds me. I thought you talked about it last week on Correct Opinions, and it happened to me, which is even more embarrassing that it happened to me. Like, you, whatever. I thought I got recognized and I did it. It happened. Oh,
really?
I mean, like the next, or was that night?
It
was
last week.
It was Monday night. It was the same night that we recorded.
That's him. That's the guy who pooped his pants in high school. You're like, oh.
It was like a group of like high schoolers who were at, this is not going to sound, whatever. They were at our like rec league basketball game for some reason. They were like there to watch the next team. And we were kind of talking to them because they were like cheering us on all game for some reason. Like they already seemed to kind of like us.
Yeah.
So I was joking around with them. I was like, hey, our game's next week at 8:30. Better see you guys there. And I'm like, all right, see you there. They're, they're kind of talking. And she's like, you know what? I will. Wait. She interrupts herself. To be like, wait.
No way.
Wait, what is your name? And I'm like, okay. Here we go.
Welcome to my life.
Selfie time.
Good and thing my hair's looking voluminous today.
Good thing, yeah, we got this before the game.
It's dirty AF.
But she's like, wait, what's your name? And I was like, Jake. And she goes, oh, okay. We were playing this fun game where we were giving you guys all what we thought your names were while you were playing. So yours was Landon. I was like, oh, okay. That's not the same.
That's
not what I thought you were going to say.
It's like the worst reason to ask someone their name. Do Is your name Gad? You look like a Gad. All right.
Yeah, and then she was like disappointed too. It's Jake. Ah, oh, dang it. We were guessing Landon.
You really offend someone with that.
Yeah.
You go up to a girl and be like, "Tell her, okay, oh. I'm playing a game here. Tell me your name." It's Maddie. It's not Bertha.
Shoot.
Good gosh, we thought it was Bertha.
I thought it was Tabby.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm.
I guess
it's not. Are you sure?
And she played it perfect though. I mean, she interrupted herself like, "Hold on a second.
Wait, no way.
What's your name?" And then just like, "Ah, oh, I just thought it was a different name."
Do you say Chake? C-H?
Chake, huh? Chake. Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You were ever wear NASCAR outfits? I think I've seen you somewhere. Oh, but speaking of names real quick, you should talk about the guy's name that you met at the RV park in Nashville.
Yeah, at NASCAR, we're going around meeting fans, promoting NASCAR. And, you know, so these NASCAR fans are exactly what you think, in the best way. They were so nice. But they're out there. They got their racing tees on. They're grilling. They got Busch Lights. I said, "Sir, do you mind? You ask a few questions, just have a little fun. I'm Trey. What's your name?" He goes, "Tamble. Everyone calls me Big T."
You're like, "Oh, because you're diabetic."
And I just looked around like, "Oh, I didn't realize we were hiring someone. Like, is this real?
Tamble. Oh, is this a paid actor?
No. Nope. Tamble.
He's just there. But
call me Big T."
Yeah.
Just like, gosh, that's so cool.
We're in the right place. Tamble.
That is cool. I got a little steamy. Talk about that.
It was hot.
Just take really like common names and put a different letter at the beginning. I like that.
Yeah.
Right?
I am Strandon.
Yeah.
Brandon? Nope. Strandon.
Yep. That's right. I am Bacob.
Plorge, actually.
Yeah.
Plorge.
Plorge.
Okay. That's interesting. Did you get that from a website?
Yeah. Tarot is what they call me.
Yeah, Tamble's great.
Yeah, just call me Maxter. Okay, I'm done. We're going to do dramatic reading.
Dramatic reading.
Dramatic reading. We're in big. Should I go first, Jake?
Mine's going to be shorter, I think.
You want to start us off?
Yeah, I can go first.
Okay, then we'll go the double whammy.
Yeah,
here,
big but, one.
So let me get you queued up here. So this is the, the what's in her baby name? Your quiz result.
Now this result, they treated it like a personality test where like, I'm 40% this, 46, so I was 40% biblical name, 46% literary name, but my best match, 60% bohemian name. Oh yeah, what does that mean?
Bohemia. That sounds like it's getting a little steamy.
So this is the before she got into the names. This is the paragraph she wrote me about my bohemian name. You are a free spirit. You long to be carried away in a riptide of amorous transcendence. What? I took an 8-question quiz. You are flexible and fickle and run with the wind. Okay, easy. Don't get in my underpass, all right? You are an earth lover and thrive when you are close to nature. Your life is exotic and full of curiosities and wonder. You will raise your child in a way that will allow him/her to spread their wings and fly. Wait, one of the questions couldn't have been what gender is the child?
That would have been helpful.
That could have been question 9, maybe. Okay. To spread their wings and fly. Below are some bohemian name suggestions that will reflect your creative gypsy spirit. Not only am I excited about these names, but I'm excited how they nailed my personality.
You did.
Like, I am a gypsy. Like,
this
to
guy
my
doesn't
core.
Wash his hair. You can tell.
He likes natural oils. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite bohemian girl names: Crescentia, Coco, Rhiannon, Zafra, Snow, Swan Patsy, Darla.
What? Yeah, she just sneaks in there. Anne.
Yeah, wait, like, Darla.
Okay, you're cheating. Yeah.
Hindi. That seems like it's something else already. Yeah. Zola Pretentia. Oh, why would you ever go by... are you saying pretentious?
Yeah.
No, it's Bohemian.
I'm Concedia.
Hypocritilchia? What?
Yeah. I'm Backstabia. Please be my friend.
Passive Aggressia.
You're like, wait, whoa. Are you thinking? What are you...
And then last one, Clara Bell.
Okay.
Thank you for coming to my dramatic reading.
Thank you.
This website's awesome.
Yeah, this...
I mean, we had no prep. We didn't know any of this stuff, and that was a gold mine.
That was truly terrific.
60% Bohemian. That is
dramatic reading. Okay, we're going to end big here with a dramatic reading. Before we dive in, go subscribe to Gene Shorts Comedy.
Start
a new channel.
Yeah.
Gene Shorts Comedy on YouTube and everywhere else. It's going to be, I'm making still all Trey Kennedy content, but we're going to have even more content every week with, myself and as well as Jake, as well as our buddy Brad, and Derek is making it happen. And it's going to be great. A lot of content. Thank you. Now, dramatic reading. Someone DM me this. Please send me everything. Correct opinions. This is a Facebook post. Please listen carefully. It's with broken hearts that we share the news of our sweet Larry's unexpected passing. Larry left us peacefully on Wednesday, June 9th, with his daddy, mommy, and sweet veterinarian, Dr. Cherney, surrounding him.
That's how he wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Larry was not the sexiest name, but Larry would have turned 11 this November. Died young, that's devastating. And though our hearts weren't ready, his little body was. Our little Larry baby was such a big part of our lives, and the hole his absence leaves is enormous.
Little body, big hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rectys know a thing about that. We took Larry everywhere and couldn't stand to be apart from him. From mountain climbs to movie theaters, Larry was with us.
Wait. All right.
He may be the most traveled little pet to have ever lived, as he's been to more states than a lot of humans we know. Okay, so we know it's a pet. It's not a human.
And what if he was a human? Like, yeah. He died with the veterinarian nearby.
Mm, yeah.
He was 85.
Yeah, he was a very hairy boy. We weren't sure. We will forever miss waking up to his little amber eyes telling us just 5 more minutes of snuggles since he slept with us every night.
This animal knew English.
We will also miss hearing children exclaim, "Is he real?" and seeing their eyes light up when we'd say yes and introduce him. What do they have?
Yeah, everyone listening to this is trying to imagine, okay, yeah. Amber eyes, took him into a movie theater.
Yeah.
Kids would ask, is he real?
Real. It's like a Snorlax or whatever they're called. We were able to teach children and adults across the country about bearded dragons.
Oh!
And what amazing pets they are. Bearded dragon. Is he real? Larry was more than just a pet. He was part of our identity as a couple and our first child.
Oh.
Larry was with us to celebrate every holiday, accomplishment, and milestone. He was also our rock on our hardest days, and his snuggles could cure the deepest heartaches.
He was literally, if you felt him, you would think, this is a rock. Yeah. And so for that reason, he was our rock. Yeah.
Do you want me to throw out this rock I found in your living room?
Oh! It's got amber eyes.
That's Larry!
It's my first child.
Is it real? Yes, we're going to see a movie tonight!
Yeah.
You idiot!
Yeah. He wants to see Cruella, right? Is that so hard to believe?
All right, put him down. We got 5 more minutes of snuggles.
He has a big hole and a little body, and he loves rom-coms. All right?
Chill out. He's tired. We hiked a 14er yesterday, for God's sakes.
He's tired.
That's it. That's the end of it. Holy moly. Bearded dragon.
He was our rock. He had.
Imagine.
He shared 80% of characteristics with an actual rock. He was my first child.
Yeah, he was our rock. Literally, it was very rock-like.
He was a metamorphic rock.
He blended in extremely well. We lost him time and time again. We should have never taken him to a mountain.
We can't take him to
anything
with concrete.
Yeah.
Parking lot's a nightmare. Yeah. Well, stepped on his tail. Good thing they grow back. Stepped on his tail 8 times.
Trying to find a bearded dragon on a 14er. It was like a needle in a haystack. Brutal. Our neighbors would ask, are these people for real? Yes.
And we would say yes. Mm. And Larry would respond back, just 5 more minutes of cuddles. And we would say, wow, this Build-A-Bear is so lifelike.
Can you imagine being, knowing someone who's like, it's just been a tough time. Our bearded dragon passed and he was our first child. Yeah. Are you guys real? Are you guys...
Am I part of some government study? You guys have been my neighbors this whole time. Now I'm just realizing you're celebrating the passing.
Oh, what a treat. Thank you for that listener who sent that in. And thank you guys for listening as always. Share it with a friend. Enjoy. Subscribe to YouTube. And Jean Shorts and Trey Kennedy. All the things.
Jean Shorts Cops. Jean Shorts Comedy.
Yeah.
Got
Jean Shorts Cops. Is that what you said?
Jean Shorts Cops. Yeah, it's a little more rural cops.
Yeah.
It's fun. A lot of farm theft.
Okay. Thank you again. We'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.